been there forever?
No. Okay, sure.
What are you pointing at?
That one. No, I'm sorry. I'm up here.
Okay. Always.
You might say, I got thrown once and I've been scared of horses ever.
Since.
All right. It wasn't an accident. He did it...
on purpose.
How do you kill somebody with a knife?
You stab them.
Okay. What are some different kinds of knives?
Well, there's, kitchen knives, there's butcher knives, there's swords, there's swords, there's foils, there's, Bilbo's.
What are those?
That's a very short knife. The main character in The Hobbit is Bilbo Baggins. And a short knife is a Bilbo.
There must be a connection.
Oh, for sure. He was a hobbit. He was a little short guy.
Okay.
He used it as a sword, but it was a knife for anyone else.
Okay. Did Tolkien call it a Bilbo? People who have since read
it? No, it was something I ran across when I was trying to read the Oxford English Dictionary.
Trying to read the OED?
Yeah. I mean, you know, not starting at the beginning, but, you know, I'd spend like an hour a day reading it, you know, for a couple years.
The 8-volume
job? Oh, no, it's much bigger than that.
13?
Yeah, it's got a few more than 8, I think. I don't know what it is. I haven't seen it in years.
Have you seen the new one? I have the new one. It's not abridged at all. It's just small. They got 4 pages on each page. It's adorable. It comes in 2 volumes in this little...
A 2-volume OED?
Yeah, the complete OED in 2 volumes. 4 pages per page. And it's in this case with a drawer that pulls out and a magnifying glass.
Ooh.
And it costs $20.
Where can you get one of those? I guess a bookstore.
And the bookstores are $75. But if you join Book of the Month Club, you get it for $20. And you have to buy 4 books in a year. It's worth it just to get that thing.
Oh, for sure. It's a great book.
Yeah.
The OED, I spend a lot of time in the library. And I love to just, you know, go down the shelves. Particularly the older books, you know, because you'd find these books that were very popular maybe in the 20s and 30s. You know, like a bestseller is now, but 30 years from now, nobody's going to know what it is.
Right. Yeah, I like to look at old Life magazines and see what it is.
Yeah.
There's a word that the OED doesn't have in it.
There is a word?
Enzyme.
Really? I wonder why.
I have no idea.
It'll be in the next edition.
Well, it's a pretty late edition. 68 or 70 or
so. You mean you've looked through the whole thing and that's the only word they don't have?
It's the only one I know of so far. I have nothing to check it against.
Right.
I was looking up some other word.
I guess the purpose of it isn't really as a dictionary.
Yeah, I guess it's really just metalogical.
Right.
Dictionary more so than a defining word. It's fun. Okay, one more. If you're going to lift up something like a piece of machinery, or a piano up to a third story window, you might use pulley blocks and a rope to
pull it up.
A more specific word. You also do it with
raise it.
I think it's something else when you put up a sail on a boat.
Raise it.
Okay, here.
Hoist.
Right now I have 2 general questions to ask you, David.
Okay, wonderful.
First one is
if they're the right ones, they'll be affirmative. Erase that, please.
It's more than yes or no, I'm afraid.
Okay.
If you have anything you want to say, you probably do. Is there anything you expected me to ask that I didn't?
Well,